starting from there, but of course you can't even insinuate it's so bad that you can't even come to radio to try and insinuate that, oh, this is what is going on. People should know, people in government should know that for as long as you are going to do something that will involve one person or the other who might not in principle agree, all kinds of leaks will come out. But I'm also aware, and I know Sheriff is also aware, I can speak for him, that some of these things could be bad stories to taint people in power. So you must draw a balance between them. But the stories coming out are so neatly packed that I just, when I got to hear of them, I couldn't laugh or cry. I just, you know, like fell on my sofa to say, when are we going to get out of this kind of nonsense? Because look, at the end of the day, all said and done, only 166,000 people benefited. Or there are claims that only 163,000, maybe they are not even up to that. Who knows? But still, today is the fourth, I mean, third.
Third
of
January.
January. And stories are still coming out, controversial stories. Look at the riders here. We were not carried along. RTEAN. But I thought RTEAN
was... No, they cannot say that.
It's what I'm reading in the papers.
No, but they cannot say that. We refuse we refuse to hear that.
Okay, let me read. It says, controversy has continued to trail the implementation of the 50% federal government discount for interstate travelers. As one of the foremost transport unions, the Road Transport Employers Association of Nigeria said it was not carried along in the decision-making and implementation process. This was as some travelers wondered if the policy actually worked in the nation's capital, Abuja, said their experiences showed otherwise. Okay, the travel routes captured in the program include Abuja, Lagos, Kano, Kaduna, Enugu, Port Harcourt, Owerri, Ibadan, Akure, Maiduguri, Sokoto, and other major interstate transportation hubs. Alake, who is the chairman of the Presidential Committee on the Implementation of the Subsidy, blah, 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 said on his ex that over 160,000 passengers have benefited from the initiative, which ends tomorrow. According to him, the initiative was a clean source and so on and so forth. And however, as this initiative draws to an end, RTEN, which was supposed to be one of the major middlemen in the implementation of this initiative, has denied any involvement in the process. And this was by their general secretary, RTEN, Yusuf U. Ibrahim, who spoke with one of the Vanguard's correspondents over the telephone, said after the first closed-door meeting held with federal government, the association had been in the dark, adding that federal government sidelined them. So you were saying?
Yeah, he cannot tell us that.
He did not say, he said that. I'm not speaking
No,
for
but
him.
But he cannot still tell us this thing that he's saying now.
He said
where was he when the entire thing was going on? Why can't he come out then?
He has come out now.
No, he cannot see. It's too late. Okay, so what does he want us to do?
He did not. Let me finish. Suppose the guy was sitting in this seat, he'd be a dead man.
In fact, my rush.
He said that after the first closed door meeting, he didn't see them. He said, we have not been involved. At the initial stage, we were the people the government called and held meetings to discuss the modalities. But as we speak, we have not signed any agreement with them and we are not doing so. That is the position of things. After we held the closed door meeting with the federal government, they said we were going to take off and we haven't still taken off. I'm telling you otherwise. So if I'm telling you otherwise, I'm just deceiving you. You want to keep suffering attention? If he said, I'm just
he did not say attention.
He said, I don't know, maybe in the nearest future they must consider involving us. For all you know, from the stories we hear, there are indications that the whole thing might have been hijacked. One of the questions you continue to ask yourself is, this program is just a 2-3 week program. It's something that could be done and dusted.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you didn't want the Minister for Transport to head it, for whatever reasons, then you could have gotten somebody from the Ministry of Finance to head it. What is the role of the Minister of Solid Minerals?
No connection.
Or could it be that the president was so so passionate about it. He wanted one of his own strongmen.
One of his own people.
One of his own people.
Perhaps, yes.
Perhaps. But would you say the transport minister would not be one of his own people?
It should be. Especially when it concerns his... Because this is his portfolio. Even if the transport minister was not going to lead, the optics should be that he would be part of whatever group that the government
is putting together. I think, which makes it worse that he was. Mm. But if technically, if you weren't going to let, you could say it's a finance matter.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Ministry of Finance and global economy, whatever. What has transportation got to do with minerals? Is it that the Minister for Minerals doesn't have enough on his plate?
Maybe.
No, it's just that the personnel took a personal, it took a personal interest. Maybe he wanted it done successfully. I don't know. Or maybe there are other reasons, but that's what it is. And that is not the best way to run government. We keep saying these things. You can't be running government like you are running your household. We rationalize these things. And what it does is that even for those of us who are the ordinary citizens, it confuses us. A minister for solid minerals has a whole lot of job to do. You know, maybe that's why it wasn't done. I don't know. But let's go on. He says that we have been the front runner and we even brought the solution to the problem and advised them on how to go about it so that there will be proper, advise them on how to go about it so there will be proper accountability. Because we have a system which is cashless, where everybody will go on record. You will have proper records on what everyone is doing, and in all the 774 local governments of the Federation. So all these parts we suggested to them, but we didn't know what criteria they put to make the decision they made. We even told them that all these transport operators are members, and if we're engaged, definitely they will also be carried along. And so the Vanguard now reports that the Yongsha Group, which is one of the official companies identified by the federal government to implement the 50%, increased its fares on its morning, on its morning executive bus from Abuja to Owerri, which used to be 35,000,
mm-hmm.
increased it to 38,000. So Kakin Elole was going up in the opposite direction. Also, morning hires buses from Abuja to Port Harcourt from 32,000 to 37,000, and so on and so forth. Our correspondent also observed that the only reduction was done for night travelers. For instance, from Abuja to Lagos, which used to be 26,000, is now 24,000, just minimal of 2,000. So essentially, there are controversies about this thing. I don't think I'll waste any more time to comment on this unless the development. But there is a picture in my head I cannot explain to you. You understand? You all heard what Comedy Milu said yesterday. This is the way this country now, one has to be reckoned. Not that we're afraid, no, but you will see these things, you will know these things, but you don't have the proof. I know what we have an idea of what went down now. I'm almost saying, look, we have an idea, but like I said, it is not from my mouth that they will hear that this happened or that happened. But it is just sad that where it is that at the end of the day, it is still a conspiracy of the elite that smashed this program. Why wouldn't you want to work with the RTAN?
It is the job of the RTAN to have come out. While that going on,
jokes apart,
as against waiting for Vanguard to come and talk to them.
Did the government itself say they were going to work with RTAN? A government that
they came out,
a government that went and took the mines minister instead of transport or finance.
They came out and put RTAN's name inside whatever it is that they put out, that they are working with them. RTEN on their own should have come out. The moment that second day, was it on the 24th or something? The moment that day came.
So what you are doing is that you are blaming RTEN for not talking quickly.
No, I am blaming them for being conspirators.
They are not conspirators. Oh, didn't be named Mosuru.
Silence means... It means that they were part of it.
No, see, look at the
They key. Could have exposed all of these things while that thing started, but they kept quiet.
Brother Ami. They said that we have been the front runner and we even brought the solution to it. Wait now. Wait, Adimusuru. They brought the solution to the problem and advise them how to go about it so that there will be proper accountability.
They are talking about accountability because they didn't get their own share. They didn't get their own share.
I agree with you. Because they said that they thought that they were going to show them how they could do it in a cashless, apparently. Mm-hmm. What I heard was that there was a lot of cash involved in this thing.
Hmm. Money, cash, physical cash.
Let's leave it. It's too early in the year.
Yeah.
But those of us who don't know, we know it's the same old system. Some people will be buying executive jeeps. The RTA man, we showed them how it would have been cashless. From what they're now saying is that they sidelined them. Is that equivalent to Meho?
Meho.
What did they do?
The RTAM people.
No, when they told them that, they said they told the panel that let me show you how to go cashless.
Mm.
It would be nice if Dele Alake could address that fact, whether
it ended up being
cashless.
I think he will.
Mm. He's my friend. I will beg him, Dele, to tell us now.
I think he will. He has to say something because this is a strong indictment only.
How many indictments are you going to lean on, Sheriff? Yeah. Do these people want to kill us? Why do these things keep the simplest of things? At the end of the day, the exercise, only 163 persons.
Because they came out.
And you still haven't shown us the records.
No, they came out yesterday and they gave out some numbers. So many people traveled from Abuja to Owerri. So many people traveled from this to this, by road, by rail, and all of that. RTN will now have to even give us their own record, how many of their members took part in the entire thing.
You believe the figure.
Well, that's, they have said something. So RTA, I'm not an analyst.
Yes.
I'm saying the government on their own side, they have said that so many people traveled by road, which means they have something. So instead of RTA to say that they were not carried along, they should tell us which of their members were carried along.
I know, look, in anything that is untoward, in anything, if there's a robbery, is the one who doesn't get his share that already leaks. I'm just saying generally. So the RTN were there before and they sidelined them. You get what I'm saying?
How are we sure that they
sidelined them? The RTN should do his further
investigation.
The RTN should do further investigation and I challenge him to make sure that there was nobody representing them.
Exactly. So how are we sure? Go get shit into any job.
This thing we are laughing. It's like a big joke. Yes, it's comic relief. But this country hasn't changed.
No, it hasn't.
And therefore,
this is where
we expect the likes of Reverend Adeboye, with due respect, to put his people on it. Let the church keep going at the government.
Mm.
It's not to make excuses. Where is Pastor Bakari? Tunde Bakari? I'm going to go and fish him out. Where is he? It's time that we had another of his quarterly briefings. It's 7 months. Well, maybe it's 3 months, 3 months. Another quarter has gone. We should keep at it. You know, because the way it's going, the way things are going, when I was hearing this morning, and they were talking about the price of petroleum, I almost had a shock. I was driving. Like, what am I hearing? You're telling me that after you get fuel from Dangote and Port Harcourt refinery, Warri refinery, all this locally, the price of this thing will still not change.
They will most likely just go down by a little margin. And
what is the definition of a little margin?
Maybe a small amount. We don't know yet.
Somebody is not telling us the truth. Because from my own, you don't need to be an economist to know that imported things have certain costs, produced locally have certain costs.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the fact that with sincerity itself to bring down things, the government can then do what I would call a proper subsidy by subsidizing the crude to these refineries. They will take some and sell across the border, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a price to pay for everything. Mm-hmm. But we can't continue like this.
No, we can't. We can't. It's unsustainable.
Chief Oshoba was on Arise yesterday. He was saying that they should start taxing houses and so on. But to get taxes on houses through land use, it's not to tax the people. It's to bring down the cost of governance. And to put some things into place to provide a cushion for the people. When you want to tax houses now, you will see they won't tax the houses of their own houses, mm-hmm, the elites. Mm-hmm. They'll be running after the little housing schemes with two bedroom bungalows, three bedroom, one mayor kumati one. Those of the nothing will happen. It's sad, but let's go on.
Let's move to our next story, Jerry. Daily Choice is next. 11 killed as truck bus collide in Kwara.
Where did you get that? This is what it says.
Oh, this is what we're taking. Okay.
I think you need a new pair of glasses.
I should change my glasses.
With due respect. You know why nobody wants to hurt
I'll
you?
I'll talk to my doctor.
The first of all, that with due respect.
With due respect, sir.
Am I not judging you?
With due respect, sir. FG suspends accreditation of degree certificates from Benin and Togo.
I don't know. This is what it is, really. This big fuss that we're making, and I call it a fuss. You want to suspend the accreditation of degree certificates from Benin and Togo because some people are carrying certificates and they spent only 2 months. Let me see. There was one that was quite ridiculous. At the back, university degree in 6 weeks. These are just fake universities now. We've always had fake universities. Even in the UK, you've always had, especially polytechnics in the UK. Oh, yes, you get an address. The address is here. I'm going to something, Brooklyn, Croydon. I'm going to Hammersmith School. Some of them are just three bedroom flats. So this hula baloo, this whatever it is, I don't know. Because, again, employers of labor should do their homework well. The NYSE should do its homework well. We should have a department in the ministry that is a clearinghouse for all these things. At the touch of a button. So you can inquire at the touch of a button if this university is accredited or not. How do you know? Just go to their own NUCs and whatever and get a list of the accredited schools and add it to your master, whatever. It's as simple as that. But having said that, with the way this has gone up now, you will now know what we were saying during the elections, that it is good that we tidy up so many things with our proposed leadership. Bad examples always go around. Now everybody is trying to get a certificate here and there. How can you, in true conscience, with any sense in your head, want to get a job with a degree that you read for in 6 weeks? I know that doctorate, one queen and shereni, that's like go to a supermarket, give me the one for philosophy. No, okay, I want the one for music. That one. But for a bachelor's degree, we know what's done all over the world. So who has been employing them?
Yep.
Do we have them in government? Do we have some directors in our ministries? And we also believe that our leaders should be ready to set the good example. Because how can our leadership in true conscience tackle things like this? In true conscience. How can you tackle things like this? How can you, in true conscience, arrest people doing all these things when it has been proven that it doesn't really matter? If you get what I mean.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So I think it's a very straightforward issue. Let your ministry and NUC be up and doing. Let's have a clearinghouse in the Ministry of Education for these things. What do? They contact all the other countries. Can we have for the year the list of your certified universities? Mm-hmm. You know, and then once every 10 years, you send a small visitation panel of about 2 professors just to go and clarify and make sure. But if you get directly from them, universities, Asare Dogubo has a university in Benin Republic. For you know, he might even be accredited. You know? So I don't think we should make a mantle out of the molehill, but the truth of the matter is that these are the things that we always talk about. This kind of thing should never be happening. People should even be ashamed. When I was in school, people were ashamed to show up to say that I had a fake. Maybe there were people tinkered with admissions. I think there was one on Warsaw panel when we were in uni way back then, trying to see who did what. But to come up, I can't think of anybody. Ah, but those who went to school in America, those degrees were too a penny. That's why you see, find a lot of people. The bulk of the people who are coming up with all these funny universities from America are from my generation. And they went from Lagos massively, from Lagos and especially from the West. Because the Lagos State Government scholarship at that time was very good. My cousin Bolaji told me, I didn't even know. If I had known, I would have gone to Wisconsin University. They were giving them $4,000 flat because the fees were different. This country used to be good, particularly the state. Lagos State was the only state, the scholarship was automatic for foreign students. When I say automatic, there were no fixes on the numbers or whatever. But we can't talk about too much about it. It's a very sensitive issue to talk about fake universities and fake.
Is that sensitive?
It's very sensitive to talk about. If you want to, you can go ahead. No, you can just go ahead. We'll call Kofi Batters to sit with you.
Is that sensitive?
Is that sensitive? I can't. I'm an old man now.
Okay.
I want you guys last year, that this year, na innuendo. If you don't get it, you don't get it.
Let's take this story from the Vanguard News. Change of passport data. A scroll for NIS to force married women to Abuja, Interior Minister.
This Interior Minister, I don't know what to give him. He's a credit to his family, a credit to President Tinubu, and a credit to Nigeria. When the history of Tinubu's administration will be reviewed in future, this will be one of the stars, this minister, Dr. Lubu Mechunji Ojo. What he's trying to do is what he's done in any sane country: automate the issuance of passports. I heard the story this morning that everything will be automated. In the UK, if you are ready to pay, you get your passport same day. You go online, book an appointment. When do you want to come? Friday. It will tell you whether appointments are full. You get there at 10 o'clock. It will tell you to come back at 4. Your passport is ready. That is the target. I know this guy would. In fact, if you ask me within government circles for my man of the year, it would be, what's his name? Tunji Ojo. So all that backing and whatever, he huffed and it was, and he blew the house down. So we should give him a...
He deserves credit.
He deserves it. If we had 10 of him, and if the leader would let him do the work, as it should be done. It's a fantastic... But not now. And I want to be proven wrong. I'll be glad if I'm proven wrong. I hope they will let this man last 4 years. His political colleagues now will soon start going after him. That's what I am. They will start planting that. He's putting up this performance and getting acknowledgement because he too wants to run. He believes that if he gets, those are the kind of politicians. Do you know how much they hated my bro in Lagos when we were hailing him for performance? That's my party man. Do you know how much they hated him? That guy won that his comeback on public, whatever it is. I was ready to, not to draw my blood, but I was ready to do whatever I could do. That he go for that second term. We were already. His colleagues don't like him. We have them who are friends. They say, that's your friend. You always talk about him. Shebi, we know that file. If I follow somebody, I like that person. I like people who are performance based, and I'm falling in love with this guy. Unfortunately, I don't have enough money to buy a ticket. I would have gone to wait for him by the door just to shake his hand when he wants to enter his office. You believe that, don't you? So he says that. He's somebody who has the kind of spirit I have. He says, has frowned at the many man-made encumbrances to changing passport data by Nigerians, especially married women, saying it is a stupid practice. Ah, this guy is just to subject such women to the rigors of traveling to NIS in Abuja just to effect a data change. So speaking at the dinner, he said that there's one stupid thing, and I've seen that is that a woman gets married, changes her name, and then has to come to Abuja all the way from Sekara, Namoda, Enugu, just to come and effect a change. I can just figure it that if you want to just change your name, all you have to, and you have to be in Abuja. I've asked the immigration personnel, is it that immigration personnel in Abuja have more than one head than those in the States? So you should be able to go to the passport office in your state. Oh, God bless this man. He said, according to the minister, passport issues remain the least of his worries, noting that he wants more secure borders for the country. And you notice what he did also for the prisons.
Yeah, I noticed.
He's a thinking man. We need to keep an eye on him. Unfortunately, these things cannot go around to the Southwest again. Have you finished?
Yes, we have.
What is wrong with us these days? Are we talking too much?
We're here to talk.
Don't
for
30
minutes. Which one?
Certificate
thing, Abby.
Don't go and invite somebody from distance somewhere now. The rice, therefore, people took almost 90% of it. The 10% is for me to chop. I can't be carrying this from here to Girikiri.
Who's coming up for the movie?
I had the stadium now. You must start the year with the bank.
Okay.
You see, already she was saying yesterday, Uncle Jimmy, Ajay King Soro. You know, it is what they call Atawewe, all these religious women. Uncle Jimmy, Ajay King Soro, and I said, just go.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Let's see.
Lagos, that's our show. Let's take this break, bring you the news. After the news, we'll talk about electricity subsidy. Are you aware that government is paying subsidy on the electricity that you use in your homes or businesses? Stay tuned for that.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.